President Bush has made tax cuts a huge part of his overall budget plan. Today he meets with members of Congress to try to convince them to go along. So far, the president seems to be succeeding in achieving his goal of lowering the tax rate on all taxpayers. Last week, a key congressional committee approved his tax cut plan on a party line 23-15 vote. Joining me now is NPR's Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why is this tax cut so important to President Bush?
Well, it's interesting. He has theories that we've talked about before about political capital and about earning political capital and then using that capital to spend it to get something done. And then when you get something done, you get more political capital. Now, in his first election in Texas, he beat Ann Richards, and it was such a surprise. She went into that race with a huge approval rating, 60%, that he earned that political capital just by beating her. This was hardly the same thing, this election. He lost the popular vote, and people are still questioning whether he actually won the election. So he really needs something to show the voters, and even more important, the Congress, that he is somebody to be reckoned with. And this tax cut is the something. After all through the campaign, Republicans even were saying, we don't care about a tax cut. Our voters don't care about a tax cut. Drop the tax cut. Why are you going so hard with this tax cut? And he just stuck to it and stuck to it. And now he wants to get it passed so he can show them that he is the 300-pound gorilla.
Because he's taking a big risk, focusing so much of his energy and attention on one subject.
Yeah, that's true. It is a big risk. But it becomes, in some ways, a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you have people like Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, who is chairman of the Finance Committee, which writes tax bills in the Senate. And he's saying to his colleagues, you have to do this. You have to stay with the president, because it is his make-or-break bill as president. So to some degree, the fact that he's made it that gives Republicans who would be wavering a reason to vote for him. Now, it also gives Democrats who would be wavering a reason to vote against him. And they are in the House, as you said, in the committee, it was a party-line vote. It's likely to be close to that in the full House when they vote this week, and the president is trying hard to get Democrats to support him in the Senate, but so far he only has one, Zell Miller of Georgia. He's out campaigning for the tax plan in states where Democrats are in the Senate, are up for re-election, and that he carried big in this last election, and maybe he can get a few. But he's also got problems with moderate Republicans, many of them in states that Gore carried. And they're saying, look, we can go with this tax plan, but only if there's a trigger that says we won't do the tax cut in this year unless there really is a budget surplus in this year. Now, the president says the answer to that is to have a trigger for government spending, that's what should be tied to the surplus. And if there's no surplus, don't spend any more money. Now, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, how about, if there's a surplus, how about some spending cuts?
Well, that's going to be a very hard sell for President Bush to convince the Congress that they need to cut spending with this surplus. He says, at the end of last year, it was at 8% growth. That's totally unacceptable. He says Democratic and Republican appropriators aren't very different from each other. But you're already seeing the Republican chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Pete Domenici, saying the president's 4% growth in spending is not enough. So it's going to be a royal fight. And there's a reason that there's no budget up there. Tax cuts first, budget next.
Are Americans really concerned about tax cuts, or are they still thinking about Bill Clinton?
I don't think voters are spending their time thinking about Bill Clinton, but certainly a lot of Democratic politicians are. But what focus groups and pollsters are finding from voters is that President Clinton has drowned out the Democratic response to President Bush, that Bush is able to get punched through and get his message out. He is, after all, president. But that for Democratic leaders who are speaking with many more voices to get their message out is becoming very hard indeed, and Bill Clinton is making it much harder.
NPR's Cokey Roberts.